Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. When I was a child on the farm, time stretched out before me, infinitely long, wide, and deep, or so it seemed then. My mother and father worked like draft animals from dawn to dark, and even after I was old enough to assume the appropriate load of chores, most of my time was on my own hands. There were no flickering screens in our house, not even in the living room, until I was 10 or 12. There was no corner to hang out on, not for at least 5 miles of dirt road. No matter. In the back corner of the farmyard sat an old abandoned thresher, an elephant-sized hulk of sheet metal and cast iron with ladders, a catwalk, what looked like a ship's wheel, and some child-sized compartments. It was my starship, pirate's galleon, stagecoach, fort, submarine, B-25 bomber, and fighter jet. I didn't go to movies. I made them, with no limitations whatsoever on special effects and casting. My fantasy life wasn't limited to the thresher, either. One fall afternoon clings to memory for some reason, when I faced an opposing football team consisting of a double row of dried-out corn stalks, taking them out one at a time to the cheers of thousands assembled in the arena of our garden. Now, I'm not a doctor or a psychiatrist or an expert on anything, so I'm not allowed to think, let alone write, the things I believe about this. Hold my beer. It seems to me that imagination is a muscle of our mind, one that atrophies when not used. And it is obvious to me that children for some decades now have not been given the time or opportunity to exercise it. They're scheduled within an inch of their lives, and in every waking moment their attention is flogged away from their internal life and nailed to some crazy extremity. I'm talking to you, SpongeBob SquarePants. I believe we are all paying a high price for that form of mental enslavement. Movies, in movie houses, on TV, on our smartphones, animated cartoons, commercials, music videos, animated games, talking and reactive dolls, highly detailed, specific toys, all reach out and grab a kid's mind before it has any time to blow a slow, fragile bubble of imagination. Not always. I'm sure I'm not the only parent to remember watching a child who had just opened a half-ton of sparkly, whirly, talking, animated Christmas presents spend hours playing with the cardboard box one of them had been mailed in. Children still know how to do that, given half a chance. Now wait, let me correct that. They have to be given a whole chance, a gift of plenty of time, along with a complete lack of direction, and an absence of all external motivation. Anyone who sees you treating your child that way is going to call social services on you. But if they don't get that chance, once they're grown, never having used that muscle much, it simply will not work. And as a result, we have generations of privileged white people who cannot imagine being non-white or unrich. We have whole populations who cannot imagine that an infectious disease is real because they don't have it, and neither does anyone they know. Who are unable to believe that global warming is real because where they are, it's cold. Who cannot conceive of conditions that would cause a family to walk 1,000 miles and seek a new life in another country, who cannot think of any reason other than moral depravity that would lead a person into addiction. People who are devoid of imagination find it easy to accept simplistic explanations of how things work. Forests burn fiercely in California because they haven't been raked. Bleach could be good for COVID-19. All we have to do to have a better life is to get rid of the... fill in the blank. One word only. People who are devoid of imagination cannot experience compassion. If you cannot imagine what it's like being me, how could you possibly feel empathy? Of course I have the solution. We need to give every child in America an old threshing machine in their backyard and the time to consider the possibilities. That'll fix us. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.